Welcome to Back to Basic Medcast, bringing clinical cases back to medical science.
I'm Thong.
I'm Ellen. So, what case are we going to discuss today?
Through today's case, we will be looking back at a topic in basic anatomy and its clinical relevance. This case is particularly interesting because we have a patient who had undergone a surgical procedure in one region, but later presented with a problem in a different anatomical region.
Wow, let us start and learn.
We have a 55-year-old man who underwent an abdominal perineal resection for the diagnosis of a rectal carcinoma. Soon after the surgery, he reported weakness in his left foot and had difficulty walking. He described that he would catch his toes whenever he walked.
Okay, so the patient had pelvic surgery and later had a problem with his foot. That seems unfortunate and unexpected. You've mentioned his toes will get caught. Mind explaining more about the presentation?
He had what we usually call a foot drop. There's weakness in the muscles responsible for dorsiflexion. So patients compensate by lifting their feet higher than usual to prevent their toes from scraping the ground when walking. We call it a high steppage gait. Upon examination, eversion of the foot was weak, and ankle plantar flexion and foot inversion was normal.
Did the patient have a nerve injury? Are we looking at a case of inadvertent nerve injury at the hip region, perhaps due to the surgery?
You got it right for the first part. We are indeed exploring a case of peripheral neuropathy. The next step is to use our clinical skills to localize the site of the lesion and answer your second question. A foot drop can be caused by injury anywhere in the peripheral nervous system. The entire nerve root can be affected, such as in an L5 radiculopathy, or the sciatic nerve can be affected, or the common fibular nerve at the leg. If we look back at the examination findings, plantar flexion was normal. Radiculopathy or sciatic nerve injury will cause weakness to both dorsiflexion and plantar flexion. Thus, we are looking at a fibular nerve injury in this man because only dorsiflexion and eversion were affected. The fibular nerve is, of course, a branch of the sciatic. It comes out of the sciatic nerve just above the knee.
So the cause is a lesion at the knee when the surgery is at the pelvic region. Please explain.
Firstly, the fibular nerve travels very superficially near the fibular head. As it is superficial slightly below the knee level, at this site, it is more prone to injury. It can be injured during knee surgery or during the fracture of the knee or the fibula.
That's understandable, but how can surgery on the pelvis cause injury to the fibular nerve of the knee?
To explore this case, we should take a few steps back. If we stop focusing on the site of the surgery, but other factors such as the positioning of the procedure, we may find the answer.
Then I would have to understand how abdominal perineal resection is performed.
An abdominal perineal resection is a procedure to remove the anus, rectum, and sigmoid colon. For this operation, the patient has to be placed in a lithotomy Trendelenburg position. To adopt the lithotomy position, the patient's legs are spread apart to gain access to the anal region, with hips flexed and abducted, while the knees are flexed and supported by stirrups. You can see this position in gynecological procedures, labor, and of course, lithotomy, which is the removal of stones from the bladder, urinary tract, or kidney. Here comes the solution for the puzzle. The culprit seems to be the stirrups. Stirrups are metal devices that support the legs at the knee level. Picture this. The patient was laid in a lithotomy position. The table was then tilted head down so that the intestines would fall towards the diaphragm and away from the site of the surgery. This is the Trendelenburg position. In this position, the metal stirrups press on the side of the knee directly over the fibular nerve. If the procedure is long, and abdominal perineal resections do take several hours, the nerve damage can be irreversible. Proper padding of the stirrup can prevent this problem.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thanks for having me, and have a good day.
Thank you for listening to Back to Basic Medcast. Subscribe to us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from. And we'll see you again in the next episode.